And now, if you are a bike racing fan and you're following the Tour de France and you watch it in the evenings, maybe it's time to turn your radio down because we have results. It looks like Lance Armstrong is poised to win the Tour de France. He won today's time trial, the most grueling leg of the race, a nearly 10-mile climb up a mountain known as L'Alpe d'Huez. Jonathan Vauders is a former teammate of Armstrong's, and he joins me now from Denver, Colorado. Jonathan, tell us more about this victory today.
Well, it was definitely, you know, one of the crucial stages, or probably the crucial stage, or the most anticipated stage of the Tour de France. It's the first time in a long time, I think, they've ever run a time trial up the L'Alpe d'Huez. It's normally the end of a long road stage, so it's definitely captured the imagination of the public. You know, a real test of truth going up the most famous mountain in the Tour de France.
Tell us about this mountain. I understand it's extremely difficult.
Yeah, it's you know, it has 21 switchbacks, the famed 21 switchbacks of Alpe d'Huez. Each one of them as steep as the last. It's just a mountain that has a lot of history with the race. You know, there may be a few other mountains floating around in the Alps that are actually more difficult than the Alpe d'Huez, but the Alpe d'Huez has been part of the race almost since its inception and is you know, considered the most prestigious stage to win in the Tour.
And I understand Lance Armstrong took some pretty extreme measures to prepare for this stage of the race. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah. You know, supposedly, I don't know, I haven't spoken with him in a while, but supposedly he was in the Alps for a week where he pretty much just rode up and down Alpe d'Huez, you know, every day for 4 or 5 days. Testing different equipment, testing different methods of trying to, you know, conquer the mountain, whether, you know, do you put more power into the switchbacks and then back off on the straight sections, or do you just try to keep your power even? Do you go hard at the start, or do you kind of take it easy at the start and pace yourself and then you finish really strongly? And I think he tried numerous different ways of sort of getting from point A to point B to see which one would get him there the fastest. And today, with his 1 minute victory over Jan Ullrich, you can see that, you know, that definitely bore fruit for him.
Why make it a time trial this time around? This is the first time that they've done that. Does it make it more difficult?
Well, it doesn't make it more difficult, but it can make it more decisive. You know, it has a lot to do with publicity too. They're trying to, you know, constantly change the route of the race and keep the public's interest, and it definitely worked with Alpe d'Huez. In a time trial, there's no drafting, there's no strategy, there's no tactics. It's just, you know, sheer brute strength. And I think that placing a time trial where it's really, you know, a mano competition between the top riders on the most famous mountain of the Tour de France really lends itself to capturing the public's imagination.
So is Lance Armstrong now pretty much assured the Tour de France victory?
Yeah, I mean, my personal opinion is that as soon as Eben Mayo crashed on stage 3 in the Tour de France, you know, a couple of weeks ago, that was his only real contender. So the minute that Eben Mayo crashed 2 weeks ago, I thought he had the Tour wrapped up. But I would say that after today, only a severe illness or, you know, a devastating crash could prevent him from winning the Tour de France.
And that would be a record.
And that would be a record.
Jonathan Vauders runs a youth cycling team in Denver, Colorado, and he's a former teammate of Lance Armstrong's. He joined us from member station KUVO in Denver. And Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.